Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Kia ora, Sam. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm very good. How is everyone?
We're doing pretty well.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. We just...
Takeaways are open.
Yes. Thoroughly enjoying that, I have to say. Did you get something yesterday, Zoe?
I did. I got a pluck paneer and a garlic naan.
Oh, nice.
As well as an oat milk flat white because I am an Aucklander.
Yes, truly. Truly you are with that coffee order. Have you got any takeaways yet, Sam?
Not yet, because we have to finish what's in the fridge. However,
we're slightly at that point too.
The housemates and I, we've all decided to take turns deciding what to have for dinner. So
nice.
So in terms of takeaways, so it's my pick tonight, and I think we're gonna go Dominion Road for some noodles.
Mm. Yes, strong call. We're not talking about noodles today, though. We're talking about hummus.
No. Hummus, yes. I was literally making some the other day, and I just found it incredibly delicious, and I was just like, I used to eat this quite a lot and I forgot how good it was, and I was like, I wonder if there's like a bunch of interesting facts and an amazing history behind it, and turns out there is. So
nice.
That's why I want to talk about it today.
All right,
are we fans of hummus?
Love hummus. I also, like you, kind of have my hummus moments. I you know, it'll be like a staple for me for ages in everything. Mm. Especially in the summer as well, I feel like.
Oh,
it's very summery.
Carrot sticks.
And then sometimes I just totally forget about hummus and I don't eat it for ages. So this could be the revival of a new hummus era for me. Very excited.
Oh. Well, hopefully after we talk about this, you will like start digging into hummus.
Fantastic.
Okay, so let's talk about hummus. So in Arabic, hummus basically means chickpeas. The hummus that we know of today is basically chickpeas with tahini. So it's traditionally made as a spread. It's made with cooked chickpeas, olive oil, lemon, garlic, and tahini.
Mm.
So there are multiple theories of its origin coming from the Middle East. However, none of these have been conclusive. So the most, I guess, proved theory where it was like a written recipe was actually in the 13th century, written in Cairo in Egypt. So kind of its main origin was from Egypt and not... Israel or Lebanon, where most people believe it's from.
It's definitely where I associate it with.
Yeah. Hummus is the most, it's most oftenly eaten as a dip with specifically pita bread and served on meze platters with meat. So kind of a meal staple as a seasoning or an additive on the side. It is a symbol of national identity for both Lebanon and Israel, and they're constantly at a rhetorical battle between the two countries of who owns it. So it's quite interesting, and it's been going on for a long time. So even in 2008, Lebanon petitioned to request protected status from the European Commission for hummus. So basically similar to like champagne or certain types of cheeses.
So
where it's like,
is that like where you can't call sparkling wine champagne unless it's made in Champagne province of France?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm following. And I think the same is with Cornish pasties in the UK as well.
Really?
You can't call your pastry, pocket thing a Cornish pasty unless it is from the district of Cornwall.
Cornish. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cornish.
Of Cornish.
That makes sense.
Let's skip over that bit.
Yeah. Well, that didn't like conclude, obviously, because there's not enough evidence, but they're just constantly at battles. In 2005, there was a short film called West Bank Story, which features rivalry restaurants between two fictional restaurants in Israel, the Kosher King, and in Palestine, the Hummus Hut. It's a parody of the West Side Story, and this short film actually won an Academy Award in 2007.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, so check it out. It's pretty funny. It won best live action short film. So and another example of the rivalry is the Guinness Book of Records for the largest dish of hummus made. So it's a form of contestation for the ownership of hummus. So it's been going back and forth with Lebanon and Israel, but since 2008, and the current reigning champion is Lebanon.
How big is the hummus? How big?
300 cooks in the village gathered together to make 10,450 kilos of hummus in one dish.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to Google that. I need a visualization of how much hummus that is.
Well, 300 cooks, so so they're the current reigning champions. But I'll tell you why hummus is really good.
Okay, hit us.
Okay, so low in fat, high in protein, large amounts of dietary fiber, so really good for your digestive system.
Nice.
Great source of slow-releasing energy, rich in healthy fats, and rich in minerals, vitamin B, and amino acids. So it's... Generally, it's just really good for you, and it's
super
good
food,
to add
nice.
A little bit to, it's good to add just to your daily meal. You could have up to 5 tablespoons a day, and it would be no problem.
Yum. I could easily eat more than that, I'm not going to lie. I could eat a whole jar of hummus on my own in one sitting, no worries.
Yeah. It's easy to buy. There's many, many options in stores now, and there's lots of good recipes that you can... make with them as well. However, this is the recipe I made the other night, and I found it really, really tasty and so easy and affordable to make as well. All you do is basically get 1 can of chickpeas, rinse it under water, chuck it in a small pot, heat it through until it's simmering, then you strain off the liquid. Chuck the chickpeas in a food processor, squeeze of a lemon juice, 1 lemon juice, 100 grams of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of tahini, and blend.
Easy.
Basically, that's like the base, and then to that you can add whatever you want to spice it up, such as sumac, cumin, paprika, or parsley.
Do you put garlic in as a basic for you, or is that something you add when you feel like it?
I add it if I feel like it, because sometimes I generally add the hummus to a dish that already has quite a lot of garlic
well. I see.
So like my grilled meats with garlic, so I don't want everything to have garlic, but garlic is a good time though.
I'm not seeing the problem there, Sam, to be honest.
Yeah,
you know. Can you add too much garlic?
As I was saying it, I was just like, it's not a problem. And that is hummus.
Excellent. Thanks to the person who's been correcting my pronunciation of hummus. I hope you have a nice day. That's very appreciated. Hummus? Hummus? How do you actually correctly say it, Sam?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's hummus.
Hummus, okay.
Yeah.
Someone else is saying the pavlova, equally contested between New Zealand and Australia. Very much a hot property, that one. I also heard somewhere in Europe as well, they try and claim that they invented the pavlova too. So that one is just truly fist fight waiting to happen.
Meringues are from a town in Switzerland.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The town meringue.
Oh, okay. But everybody gets to call them meringues.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I guess so. I don't really know any more than that. I just remember visiting that town and being like, oh my God, meringue. How funny.
Nice.
Funny, it's also the town where Sherlock and Moriarty fell off the waterfall thing, having a great battle in
one of the Sherlock Holmes books. Excellent. I think it's the last Sherlock Holmes book, isn't it?
Not quite sure how we got here.
I'm very much enjoying the hummus chat this morning, Sam. I am quite hungry now, and I'm probably going to have to go and do it. I was saying earlier on in the show that I never remember to buy tahini when I'm at the supermarket. It's not something I regularly buy, and it is good to have kind of fresh-ish tahini. Is that right?
Yeah, but you could also make your own tahini as well. So just toast some sesame seeds and then just blend it in a food processor until it becomes a paste. That's
fantastic. It. Well, it sounds very tasty. I'll be getting back on my hummus nonsense after this, I reckon.
Delicious.
I also like a good beetroot hummus, which is probably not traditional, but it does taste very nice. It's a good way to use up end of beetroot too.
Yeah.
Chuck that in there as well. Well, thanks for bringing us hummus this morning and the very... excellent history of it, which sounds hotly contested. I will be Googling the giant bowl of it right now. So thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next week, Sam.
All right, bye.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM. Thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
All right.